Section 130. Instruction given through President Joseph Smith III, April 14, 1913, at Lamona, Iowa. It was endorsed by the quorums and the assembly as a revelation from God, and the conference authorized its inclusion in the Doctrine and Covenants. Elder Joseph R. Lambert had been acting as presiding evangelist since the death of Elder Alexander H. Smith in 1909. There was widespread concern that a more permanent successor should be selected. Bishop E. L. Kelly and Apostles W. H. Kelly, I. N. White, and J. W. White were also finding the burdens of their several responsibilities arduous. These and others of the Church undoubtedly found a prominent place in the petitions of the prophet and of the saints in general prior to the convening of the conference and while it was yet in session. In obedience to the spirit and design of the day of fasting and prayer, I observe the day with the Church. I have hitherto made supplication to the God whom we serve and renewed my supplication in the spirit of the desire of the Church for instruction and light, and I am now prepared to lay before the Church what has come to me as the presiding officer through whom the Master may speak to his people. Thus saith the voice of the Spirit, in order that the Quorum of 12 may be placed in better condition to carry on the work of the ministry in various fields of occupation, it is expedient that Elders W. H. Kelly, I. N. White, and J. W. White be released from the active duties of the Apostolic Quorum on account of increasing infirmities of age and incapacity caused by illness of body, and stand with their associates among the high priests and patriarchs of the Church for such special service as may be open to them, according to wisdom and the call of the Spirit. It is also expedient that Elder Frederick A. Smith be released from the quorum activities, that he may take the place of his father, Elder Alexander H. Smith, as the presiding patriarch of the Church. According to the tradition of the elders, he should be chosen and ordained to this office, thus releasing Elder Joseph R. Lambert from the onerous duties in which he has faithfully served since the death of the presiding patriarch. To fill the vacancies caused by the release of these elders from the apostolic quorum, Elders James E. Kelly, William H. Ehler, Paul M. Hansen, and James A. Gillen may be chosen and ordained as apostles to take with others of the quorum active oversight of the labors in the ministerial field. These servants, so called and chosen, if faithful, will receive the blessings which those have enjoyed who have preceded them in the apostolic quorum, and will be entitled to receive such ministration of the Spirit as will continue to qualify them for the discharge of the duties of the position whereunto they are called. The 12, in its reorganization for its work, may choose its own officers, president and secretary, by nomination and vote. The Spirit saith further, Elder E.A. Blakesley is hereby called into the more active participation of the duties of the bishopric than he has hitherto engaged in order that he may give such assistance to the bishop, E.L. Kelly, as is essential unto the success of the work entrusted to the bishopric. It is also expedient that he be ordained unto the office of bishop, that he may serve as did his father, George A. Blakesley, who has preceded him. The Spirit saith further, that the bishopric may be still further put in condition to perform the duties of the office of caring for the temporalities of the Church, the imminent necessity of which appears clear to all, the Church should authorize the presiding bishop to make choice of someone who may be qualified to take active participation in the work of the bishopric and become in due time a part thereof, and this one so chosen should receive the support and sanction of the Church until he shall have approved or disapproved himself as a servant of the Master in the office whereunto he shall be called. The Spirit saith further unto the Church assembled and at large, in order that the temporal affairs of the Church may be successfully carried on, and the accumulated debt of the Church in its respective departments where debts have accumulated may be properly met and in due time discharged, the Church is instructed, both as members and as the body at large, to avoid the unnecessary building of houses of worship or places of entertainment or otherwise expending the tithes and offerings of the Church in that which may not be essential unto the continued onward progress of the general work. and both in private and in public expenditure, carry into active exercise the principle of sacrifice and repression of unnecessary wants, and thus permit the accumulation of tithes and offerings in such amounts as may be needful to properly discharge the existing indebtedness of the church as a body, and the Spirit counseleth the church in this regard. The Spirit saith further that the elders and delegates assembled in business capacity are counseled to cease permitting the spirit of recrimination and accusation to find place in their discourse, either public or private, as it tends to destroy confidence and create distrust, not only in those present at councils where they occur, but to those to whom the knowledge of such a course of procedure comes by the voice of those who are present and witness what is said and done. There should be harmony, and the Spirit enjoins it upon all, that the Master may be remembered as in meekness and due sobriety he carried on the great work to which he was called. The Spirit saith further that the church has been warned heretofore that the sons of the leading officers of the church are called and may be chosen to the respective offices to which the Spirit may direct, and the church should be prepared when necessity arises to properly choose such officers as may be pointed out as those who should fill the positions to which they are respectively called. There are others still in reserve who are fitted through the testimony that Jesus is the Christ, and the doctrine is true, to serve as those who are sent as apostles of peace, life, and salvation to those who are laboring in the valleys of humiliation and distress of spirit. Lamona, Iowa, April 14th, 1913.